Next up, another young, up-and-coming progressive. If you haven't seen this, you need to go on YouTube and watch Representative Melissa Sargent take Reed Hall to school at the WEDC for the theft of our tax dollars and handing them out to corporations with no strings attached. It is really so fantastic to see a progressive champion like Melissa Sargent in our state assembly taking on the powers. Plus, she's an East High grad, so you got to give her that. Please welcome Melissa Sargent.
Thank you so much. It's really exciting for me to be here today. I want to start out by sharing a brief story. We just celebrated Labor Day, one of my very favorite holidays. I grew up going to the Labor Temple on Park Street as a young girl, and it's a tradition that I continue to carry on with my family. And those of you that know me, I have four boys, and my two little boys are 8 and 4 years old. As we were getting ready to go to Labor Fest, my four-year-old said, "Mom, this is really exciting. We're going there because you're the boss of all those people." And my eight-year-old said, "No, Tristan, you got it wrong. Those people are Mom's boss." That tells me the wiseness that comes in that 4 years. And my life has changed so much in the last 4 years, thanks to Scott Walker. I am Melissa Sargent. I know this theater. I grew up watching Disney movies in this theater and said that in the evenings there were actually some movies that I wasn't invited to watch going on here as well. I want to thank Fighting Bob Fest for continuing this important tradition, a way for us with deep progressive values to come together and celebrate what it is that we know and that we will rebuild in our Wisconsin. And I'm so appreciative of the Progressive and the Capital Times and everyone else that works so hard to make this event so wonderful every year. You know, about 4 years ago, my heart was broken. My state did not look like the state that I had grown up in and I knew that I wanted to raise my family in. And I found myself brought to the Capitol day after day, and I wore out many pairs of shoes as I walked around that Capitol building. I'm a little short, and I feel like I'm hiding behind this microphone. My kids were there with me, and they also knew that something was broken in our community. My little boy, Tristan, learned how to walk in the rotunda, and his first words were, "Recall Walker." It's because of them, and because of the fact that I could hear my father's voice in the back of my head, "Melissa, if you don't like how something is, then you need to be the one that steps up and tries to make that change happen." And it became very apparent that there was a seat open in the state assembly in the area that I lived. So I rolled up my sleeves and I ran for office. And here I am, fighting for what it is that we all care so deeply about, our progressive values. And there's a lot to bellyache about, but there's an awful lot to celebrate as well. And I want to embrace and celebrate the fact that we are all here together as we stand side by side to fight and continue to celebrate what we all care for. Just this June, we celebrated over 200 couples in Wisconsin celebrating marriage equality, and we continue to march forward with that. Month after month, we're watching the minimum wage debate escalate as we continue to fight for $15 in a union for our low-wage workers, and we're moving that ball forward too. I am proud to have stood side by side with many of you in the Capitol Rotunda as songs were sung, as tickets were handed out, as I myself was arrested because my children held a sign that said, get this, "Solidarity forever." And I know, because of conversations that I've had with all of my constituents, that it's very important that we also continue conversations that maybe our legislature is not ready for, but our populace is. And I am proud to have introduced a full legalization of marijuana bill into this state, and I will continue fighting for that conversation. I am unapologetic, I am hardworking, and I am going to continue to fight for my progressive values. Progressive is not a dirty word. We are not going anywhere. We are going to continue fighting because all of us, we are more resolved than ever to rebuild and restore our ideals to our great state, and we're going to bring things back to the Wisconsin way. That's why we are here. We are going to celebrate that, and we are going to continue working. Thank you so much.